Hi, Marina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. It's Marina off the Diamonds, obviously. And thank you for this lovely cake that you bought me.
Yes, for all the listeners, I've just brought in a slice of Guinness cake.
I know, I just eat the nutkin. Yeah. Quite nice. Thank you. All the guests so far this week are bringing in little gifts, and I feel bad that I haven't bought you one as well.
Don't worry.
You could give the Bastard Easter egg that we didn't give to That's Scouting for here. Girls, because they found out it
no,
wasn't...
No, we can't give that. It looks really? Too messed up now. Now, I just want to get this out of the way. I think that I may have annoyed you in the past. It was a bit of fun, Marina, that went wrong. There was a bloke, I think his name was Liam.
Yeah.
And I think that he works with your mum in a hospital or something, and he called up my show, and then somehow it developed, and we said that listeners could get a date with you via your mum or something like that.
I can't
really remember.
I remember that part very well.
did your mum get in touch about that?
Yeah, she did. Well, we were half laughing and half a bit freaked out.
Yeah.
But Liam's really nice. He's really sweet. I haven't met him personally, but
he does work with your mum.
Yeah, he just gave, you know, a lot of details. You know, anyone could go and find her.
And she works at this hospital in this ward. Anyway, so I just want to say sorry if I've caused you any problems.
It's all right. Okay. It's all right. I didn't have a breakdown or anything.
No, I don't. Okay. Because people were saying that you weren't very happy with me on Twitter for a while.
Were they?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You're not even on it anymore, are you?
No.
Why is that?
Gone.
Why?
I just think it's bit of a time sucker, you know. You can waste a lot of time on there.
Yeah,
just like with all these kind of Facebook and MySpace.
Are you on any of them now?
I've got my own blog and Facebook, but
I like your blog because you write it out, don't you?
Yeah, I stopped that idea. It's too much.
Oh, is it? It was in like
did it once and came up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I like the notepad kind of. You know, way
I hate
bit,
modern living.
Yeah, I like that. Yes. Have you stopped that now, have you?
Yeah, I've stopped that.
Oh, right, rubbish. So you just come off it, you can't be bothered with it, it's just too much time to spending on it, really.
Yeah, it's not I can't be bothered, it's just, I don't know. Don't you feel a bit weird about it?
I think it's better to come off it before people start finding you boring and then just unfollow you, like...
This is what's happening to me.
Like, what happened with Scott?
Yeah. I had to unfollow him, it was just too dull.
Yeah. I need to jazz it up a bit.
What
apparently.
Kind of stuff do you say on your Twitter?
Well, just what I'm doing, but it's never that really, really that interesting.
Is it like, hey, just had another spray tan?
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
That's exactly it. And then a couple of days ago, he was on about the Shakira diet and how he should maybe go on that.
Just steamed fish and vegetables, apparently.
Oh, sounds really boring.
Really boring. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm on it, but people are unfollowing me on a daily basis.
Rapid.
Fern Cotton has now put me on a two-week trial. I feel like I'm on one of those Love Film memberships or something. If you don't like us in 2 weeks, then just unfollow me. So, I thought it'd be quite positive on there for you on those sites. There's not many haters on there, are there, really?
No, it's not about haters.
Haters. Do you ever Google yourself?
No, not anymore.
That can be horrendous, can't it?
Scott, do you Google yourself? Mm. What does it mean?
It's like being at a party where everyone hates you.
It is.
You don't want to do that. Here's something we can bond over, please. Our love of early Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually, you know, it's a bit embarrassing because about once a month I go on the internet and I go on YouTube and I look at all the old videos of her.
So do I.
Do you?
Well, in fact...
And, like, the old pictures of her.
What I've got is... I've got a... Because I think we're both finding it embarrassing, but it's fine because we've admitted it to each other. I've got, like, the Greatest Hits collection DVD. And sometimes, if I've had a couple of drinks,
yeah.
I will actually put it on. Stronger, my favourite video.
Oh, my God. Mine too.
With the chair.
Mine too. Amazing. Yeah, that spinny bit with the chair is the best.
So you offer, like... Often, every month or so, we'll do this?
Yeah, about every month. It's usually when I'm hungover, actually, feeling bad about myself, and I go on YouTube and I look at old performances.
Circa 2001, too?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Britney, top three. What is it for you?
Stronger, yeah. Baby One More Time, and Toxic.
What about Oops?
That video was pop. Mm. Pop.
Good song, though. Stronger, though, is better. Anyway.
Gold.
I was reading, you went for loads of auditions and to try and kind of make it, didn't you? Because you thought that's what you had to do.
Yeah. Well, my experiences I've always been very fascinated by fame in a in an analytical way. And so I used to read biographies of J-Lo and Madonna and see how they made it. And I used to Google this quite a lot.
Do you know what, you two, you and Scott have so much in common. You're all like the same. What was
Only
the last...
Marina doesn't do it anymore.
You still read
That's
those.
That's the difference.
How do you know?
Oh, okay. Didn't you try and once get in a boy band?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I read in these books that you went to like stage schools and auditions. So I went along that route, and then one day I saw an ad in The Stage from a record label, and I was like, oh my god, they never advertise. And the only catch was that it was for a reggae boy band. And at the time, I was so delusional with drive that I was like, that's my way in. That's how I'm doing it. Right. So
you dressed up as a boy?
Yeah. Don't laugh!
So you were thinking, oh, it's okay, they won't notice that I'm actually a girl.
No, I just my plan was that they would just let me in anyway because they were amused, and they didn't.
Right.
But they did ask me back a week later. And then they
you got recalled for the reggae boy band.
Yeah.
Now I've seen you've written on your blog, which you're not bothering to write out by hand anymore, that you've had a bizarre few months. Obviously things have changed. What is the most, since this all went off, what's the most bizarre occurrence that's happened to you?
I don't know, because, I mean, you could say big stuff like TV shows doing Jonathan Ross, or like pumping your fist in the air, doing a dance routine on GMTV at 6 a.m. Those bits are exciting.
Dev, who does early breakfast, was playing clips of that this morning when they introduced you.
I love that woman on there. She was like, anyway, so Marina, take it away. Take it away, Marina. I think Marina, take it away.
I felt like it was 1992.
Yes. It sounded like it was. And she didn't... I don't think she knew the name of the song or anything, really.
No.
I said, Marina, just take it away.
I also think she thought I was 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you remember her name? I don't know which one it was.
Was it...
Take it away, no, Marina.
It Emma? I think it was Emma.
Right. Do you know the first thing that I would do if I had an album out and I was famous like you, is I would... The first thing I would do is go to, like, HMV, other record shops are available.
I went.
Did you? And look at the CD on the shelf.
Yeah, but do you know what's embarrassing? Is that if people catch you doing that and they recognise you, you're like the biggest loser in the world.
Yeah. Did you feel that? Did people recognise you?
No, because if I don't wear makeup or like put a dress on, no one really does. But then I realised that I had a leather jacket with big diamond on the back. So people probably did. I don't mind, though. It was the first time I'd... seen my record since it was out, so that was nice.
Can we play I'm Not a Robot?
Yeah, all right then.
Tell us about it then. It's on the album.
It's on the album and has a video where I'm covered in black oil and glitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I Am Not a Robot, Marina and the Diamonds, is on now on Radio 1. The black oil, we want to know more about that, don't we, really? So you're just, is it actual oil?
Yeah, it took 45 minutes to scrub off, and then I had 3 more makeup looks to do. And by the end of the day, my skin was, reacting really badly, and it was coming up in lumps. And
was it worth it, though, Marina,
yeah,
for the video?
Oh, absolutely.
There we are.
Yeah, go and see it.
Right, it's...
it wasn't quite the sexy... oil story you were on.
No, it wasn't, but it's fine.
I'm sorry, was that what we were going for?
No.
All right. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I don't think I've ever had so much in common with any guest ever. We were just talking about Dear Diary, the track on the Britney Spears first album, which I tried to play in full once on Radio 1. I actually...
No, you didn't.
I did. I tried to play the whole album, and they rang up and were like... Okay, Scott, that's enough now. I think I got to track 4 or 5 before they were like, okay, turn it off. With all the gaps in between and everything.
Did you? Oh, I bet it was Soda Pop was number 4, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, actually.
Soda Pop.
Yeah.
Pop.
Anyway, this is Marina. Hi. It's 9:04. That was I Am Not a Robot. So you've got some gigs coming up in May, haven't you?
Yes,
shows.
I have a nationwide tour. And I'm not sure of the dates yet, but they're on my MySpace.
I can play and tell you that one of the first ones is at the Glee Club in Birmingham, which is not where you get together with some high school kids and do Don't Stop Believing.
Unfortunately not, because you'd be there.
I would. Stage. It's actually a comedy club, which has been there for ages in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Did you know that you were playing that gig?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. You're also playing Glasgow sometime in May. because Pete from Falkirk's already booked some tickets.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
See that,
yes, Pete. Lee Plastering in Aberdeen says, can you tell Marina that I love her album very much?
Oh.
Yeah.
And I love your album, Lee.
Lee, if you had an album, it would be the best album that Marina ever bought. I've got some questions from our listeners. Marianne listens to the podcast in El Paso, Texas. And she wants to know what you thought of Austin in Texas, because you played South by Southwest, didn't you?
I absolutely loved it. It was a really, really beautiful city. And yes, thoroughly enjoyed myself. I think I had a lot of margaritas that week, which made the whole experience better.
Made Austin a lot better.
Yeah. No, it was really good.
Dan wants to know, what's the cheesiest lyric you have ever come up with?
Guess what? I am not a robot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever... Go on.
I was going to say, yeah, no, that's not bad compared to that beer gut one you were playing earlier.
We were talking about... We were playing some country songs earlier because they've just got weird lyrics.
Why.
No, Ellie Goulding's been on Twitter saying that she was enjoying the country songs just a little bit too much. See what you think of this, Marina. This is a song called Rockin' the Beer Gut. It's about a girl.
She was rockin' the beer gut, and I love the way she's not ashamed. Rockin' the beer gut, well, it's just some extra love around her waist. Rockin' the beer gut.
And you can tell it's real.
Yeah. See, I'm not a robot. It's fine. Absolutely fine. Also, here's another one I always want to play to you. Did I shave my legs for this?
As I head for the door, I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my legs for this?
Right there.
Oh, wow.
They're good, aren't they?
That's special.
Really good. And one more. Matt from Cirencester wants to know, have you seen the Trollolololol Man yet? Can we get up on the screen, please? I might show this to you. This is, what?
You're so obsessed with this.
I love it very much. Like, when I'm having a bit of a down day, I'll just put the Trollolololol Man on. Where is it?
Oh,
it's a man from the 70s, and basically he looks very happy when he's singing. I'll play this again because a lot of people have asked to hear it. There it is, the Trollolololol song. Right, watch this, Marina. He's all in beige. Is it cheering you up as much as it cheers me up?
I don't think so.
No. Okay, enough. Oh, one more. Sorry, I forgot this one. Nathan from Worcester wants to know, how many times a day on average do you get compared to Shakira?
Oh, zero. Only happened once.
Oh, and you wrote a whole song?
Yeah.
Just the once.
Thanks, Scott.
Catherine?
A lot when I was younger.
Yeah.
It's only having... only taking the mickey, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lee, sat in his car, says, whoa, I've just Googled Marina. I think I love her. Can I just apologise for David Garrido, by the way?
Oh, I love David Garrido.
No, don't say
that. Don't say that. David off of Sport. He's... Yes. See, that's going to be on his phone by the end of the day. Ready. Look at that.
I love it that he's not even shy or embarrassed about the fact that we've told you. He's like, sees that as an amazing way in. Mm-hmm. He's like, yes, you've told her, brilliant. That's
even
really
though
good.
You did deny him, he was like, do you want a cup of tea, Maria? Did you notice?
Oh, yeah.
When you
what did
in?
He tell you about that?
Yeah, it's all on Twitter already. I can see why you came off it. No shame at all.
He's got an exotic name, though, and a lovely voice.
Did you find him reassuring when he reads you the Sport?
Yes, I find it a comfort. It's something that's familiar, you know, kind of like your voice as well.
Thank you. Do you understand what he's talking about with the Sport, though?
No, not really.
Doesn't matter, though, does it? I don't care. What a lovely voice he's got. He's going to so clip that now, isn't he?
Yeah,
David
he's
going
to play it on repeat.
To himself.
When he goes to bed.
He really is. Seriously. Listen, it's lovely to meet you at last, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. I used to listen to you on the school bus, so it's really
nice. Oh, my God! That wasn't me, though, was it?
Yeah.
You were so young when you used to do that.
I was like, I was.
Yeah. You, like, 8 or something?
I loved you.
I started really when I was 8. So, yeah, that was
why. When you were 8. Thank you very much for inviting me on.
What school bus was this, please?
It was the one from Abergavenny to Monmouth Girls' School.
Wow.
Yeah. But the girls and the boys shared the bus on the way.
I bet that was an interesting trip.
Yeah. See, I think that you may have. I did do a spell on South Wales local radio, so that's probably what it was.
Mm.
No, I didn't. It was Blaney Radio 1, rubbish. Okay. Thanks for coming in today. Thank you, Marina.
Thank you.
She was well nice. I was a bit embarrassed about David, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
He just sort of sat there through looking through the window for the whole interview. He should have been writing a sport.
You know, there are certain people in life that, like, I would never go up to somebody in a bar and go, "Hi there." David is the kind of person that really would. Do you know what I mean? He's not got a problem with
that. If it works for him, then...
He's straight in there, but I like that about
Do you know,
him.
As he was
I haven't got the guts to do that kind of thing.
Did you hear him as he was getting his picture taken with it? There's an amazing picture that I took of them together, which I'm going to put on the blog later.
Yes.
But as I was taking the picture, he just casually like said to himself, "I'll give you my number later."
Oh, God. Love you, Greedo.
The only reason he comes to work.
And the sport, obviously. Oh, no, he's got his head in his hands now. I'm really, really embarrassed. We forgot to do the experiment with Marina as well about the lip. Is she still here? Marina, come in a second. Right, she's got this amazing lipstick on today, and she wears it all her gigs.
It's bright pink.
Bright pink, and also she's got a bright yellow version. Hang on. Can we just do the lipstick experiment, please?
Yeah.
We're on air now.
But you have to have a UV light.
Oh. We just thought it would work if we switched the lights off. We'd still be
right,
able to see
it.
You.
Okay, let's just see if
it's
we can...
It's glow in the dark, though.
Oh, hang on. Right, if we turn all the lights off...
Oh, no. Just same but darker.
I've just seen if we could just only see your lips, but we can't.
No, it's just darker now.
Okay, that was rubbish, but thanks for coming in.
Great radio moment.
Thank you. That was just for us more than anyone else. Thanks, brilliant.
She's never going to come back, is
no,
she?
No, that's it. It's a bit like Katy Perry when she came in. Not been back since.